Good afternoon, everybody, and I am calling to order the special call meeting of the Board of Regents. And Chair for Regent Bailey, do you want to call the roll?
I do. Regent Bailey?
Present.
Regent Roddy?
Present.
Regent Hammond?
Present.
Regent Helm?
Here.
Regent Milliken?
Here.
Regent Nichols?
Present.
Regent Spiller?
Here.
Vice Chair Thomas?
Present.
Chair West?
Present.
And Regent Robbins?
Here.
And that means we have 11 regents representing our and the complete board.
Very good. It's great to see everybody here today on this beautiful day for the commencement tonight as well. And so we're going to start off with the Academic Affairs Committee.
Madam Chair, we have one action item. Special call, approval, motion, tenure.
Yeah, thank you for the special meeting. Under the guidelines, we need to approve before May 15th. There's the start of the day so far. And by May 15th to be within the policies, so thank you for that time. I'd like to say a few words just about tenure to begin with as we start. Any person who's up today for tenure and promotion has gone through a rigorous process and has put extraordinary investment of time, energy, and sustained commitment over the many years that they've been here. During these years, faculty worked to develop innovative teaching, produce meaningful scholarship, creative work, and contribute significantly to the departments, institutions, and professions. In addition, they serve as students, and you can see, and we'll talk some things later on, they do a great job at servicing students and balancing the day-to-days that are getting larger and larger in some cases as we move forward. To get tenure, you will be annually evaluated every year and move forward, but what ultimately happens is in year five, you put in for year six tenure and promotion, and what we're talking about is a rigorous multi-level review process that takes a portfolio to get there. And if you're even going from associate professor after you've got tenure to get to full professor, you have to do a portfolio again. And it goes through the whole hierarchy and it has to approve. So they do a huge amount of work both to get to that point to be even able to be tenured and or promoted. And when they get there, you can be assured that we spend a significant amount of time making sure that they have reached what they need to reach to be a professor at Western Kentucky University. And with that, I'd like to say I want to make one change at the bottom. Julian Elgin, it says Mathematics College of Ogden College of Science and Engineering. I'd like to remove that person from the list. It was our new chair of what would be math. And unfortunately, he signed a contract. He was coming. And then he had some discussions with his family, and they have decided to stay where they are. So I would like to remove that name at this point.
Which page is that?
It's under initial appointment at rank of professor and tenure. Page two. Having said that, we have 36 faculty for promotion and tenure and or tenure.
Does anyone have any questions or comments about the candidates or the process?
I'd just like to echo what the provost said. For those of you that don't know my past, I earned tenure at another institution and then gave it up to come here. So I was a junior faculty member for something like 12 years. Before finally getting to step into a tenured role here. And as he talked about the process, and I've described this to you before, that when a departmental faculty vote to grant tenure to a person, they're saying your work represents something that we see great promise in and that we believe you will keep doing. It's not granted because of a certain number of years or anything like that. It is the culmination of an awful lot of work and sometimes a very hard year of proving yourself, even though you've done that during your time here. That's for tenure. which we've had some people question at the state and federal level, it is not just easily granted at all. And then to get to full professor is something that we don't have to grant, either in the departments or in the colleges or at the provost level. So to earn that is quite important. And I'd also like to point out that we have people who are getting promoted for instructors as well. And that, you know, those are people who are focused more on teaching, not so much the research side, but they have earned outstanding teaching evaluation, dedicate themselves to teaching and to advising and other things, and so we're promoting those as well. So at a time when some question the role of tenure, it's a way for us to keep those faculty here and give them some freedom, and I've heard the president talk about this before, the freedom to work on things that can bring value to the university, and then they can give us leadership back. So it's an important milestone for these people.
Derek. One of the things that we realized a few years ago, some of you will recall this, is that we were granting tenure in a way that didn't celebrate this accomplishment. It was done as a part of approving other pay. And you'll see later you have that in the committee meetings separate from this. And I wanted to ensure that the board understood that with your approval, you are granting these folks the tenure that we are suggesting they have earned. For them, I want them to feel celebrated by the institution. We actually do have a celebration, not in the summer, but when we return in August, all of the newly tenured faculty come over to the house and we have a big celebration because it is a tremendous accomplishment. It is a lifetime of work and the culmination of it. So thank you all for taking the time to honor these folks and recognize them.
Any other comments, questions? If not, I'd entertain a motion to accept the list of promotions and tenure with the deletion of Julian Halligan.
So moved.
Motion has been
made. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
I'm sure that's all we had.
And our next item of business is the executive committee, and we have one action item here, which is approval of property.
Jan, before we
I'm
get
sorry,
to that, may I make a comment?
Yes, yes.
I just want to make note of the passing of a retired faculty member, Sylvia Kirstenbaum. Sylvia passed away on March 22nd, 1926. Some of you may have known her. Many of you probably have not known her. I first met her as a client and then came to know her as a friend. I learned a lot about her in conversations over the years. It was my pleasure to see her perform on numerous occasions. She could perform an entire concert with not a sheet of music in front of her. Her command of the piano and the harp was outstanding. She was a consummate musician and just a fine lady. She held degrees from the National Conservatory in Buenos Aires, diplomas from both the Academy of St. Cecilia in Rome and the Accademia Signia in Siena. She appeared in recitals and as a soloist in orchestras throughout Europe, the Far East, North and South America. She used to tell me about performing in a concert in some foreign country and then couldn't get the money that she was paid out of the country because they wouldn't let her leave with the money. Just things like that. She was just a fine lady. Some of the orchestras that she performed with throughout Europe and the Far East were the London Symphony, the Royal Philharmonic, the München Philharmonica, the Orchestra of Swiss Romania, and the San Francisco Symphony. She came here as a professor of piano in 1976 and taught students here for over 30 years. She retired in 2007. She was awarded an honorary membership in the American Beethoven Society and the WKU Faculty Award for Research and Creativity. A scholarship in her honor was endowed by WKU Delta Omicron chapter. I bring this up for two reasons. Number one, to kind of honor my friend. And number two, to tell you this is a fair example of the caliber of the faculty here at WKU. This is why our students succeed, because they have this caliber of professors that are teaching them in the various departments. And I just think it's appropriate to make note of that in passing. Thank you, Jane.
Thank you. Thank you, Richard Duncan. And I know I speak on behalf of all the board members that congratulate all of those who are tenured, newly tenured and promoted as well. So we are now to the executive committee action item number one, Jennifer Lewis and Donald Smith.
Good afternoon on this beautiful day. Do we have the slides?
No, we projected.
Very good. So today we have a transfer or the purchase of properties that the WKU Real Estate Corporation has been acquiring. At the location is the future site of the academic complex building. If we could go to the next slide. There are 10 properties in total along State Street and Chestnut Street, and one on an alley in Parker Court, tiny location there. The remaining debt on the properties is approximately $3.16 million, and with interest accruing monthly. And so the final amount that will be needed will be determined by the closing date, which is why we're asking for approval to spend up to $3.3 million for the 10 properties. The funds themselves will be from the academic complex project. So no direct cost to the university. It's part of the appropriation from the legislature funding the project. If we go to the next slide, you can see the properties, where the properties are located, right there on either side of Kissimmee Quick Alley, kind of between Chestnut Street and State Street. Do we have any questions?
Okay. There being none, I will take a motion for approval of the purchase of property.
So moved.
Okay, any further discussion? Okay, do I have a second?
Regent Thomas, second. Did you second the motion?
I made the motion.
Well, I'll second it.
Okay. All right, all in favor, say aye. All opposed? The motion carries. And these are all of the items of business that we had on for our special call meeting. So we are adjourned from that meeting.